genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, which Who concert were you at? What were your favorite scattered memories of the Silver Dome? We'll get back to that. It's Free for All Friday. The phone number is 888-900-9966. Brian on the line in Southern Michigan. Brian, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. I was wondering if you could demonstrate how conservatives love the environment in America by playing America the Beautiful by Ray Charles.
Now, that's pretty funny that you should mention that, because I was previewing different cuts of Ray Charles' America the Beautiful about 4 days ago when I was supposed to be doing something else, and Ivy got a little perturbed at me there, Brian, because I was, I'd lost focus, which is hard to believe. But you know what? I will do that. And the best cut I found was from 1982. And you know what? We're going to dig that up before the end of the day today, Brian, because that's a beautiful and wonderful idea. I got to run, but I appreciate that, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. Brian from Southern Michigan gets an A for the day here in class, everybody. That's how it's done. Call with something really stupendously brilliant like that. Of course, I'd already thought of it, but that's not important now, Shane. You have that look on your face. At any rate, speaking of stupendously brilliant, we have our next guest, Michael Dougherty, on the line. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense, board member at Snoop Wall, and he wrote the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach in cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Yes, it takes an extra large business card to get it all in, but here he is, everybody. Michael Dougherty, welcome back.
The next book's called The Politics of Crime, because I've learned my lesson. Good morning.
I'm thinking with a title that long, a badged agent of the EPA will soon be on your doorstep talking to you about the destruction of the planet and how you are personally responsible. Yeah.
I'll share all the e-books I've sold.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see here. Cybersecurity bills are being moved around, and this goes on all the time. And for most of us, we don't pay a lot of attention to cybersecurity bills or these things that are happening. And there's this word, CISA, involved with this, because most of us have things to do with the rest of our lives. You don't, and so you pay attention, which we appreciate. That's funny stuff now, isn't it? Is it CISA? How do you say this word?
Yeah, it's CISA.
What does it mean? Why should I care?
Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. And
Sharing Act. So I voluntarily give all my information away.
Well, you don't know, because the thing that has me really incredulous about this bill is that it's another one of those, well, we have to see how it works to let you know really what's going on with it. And I don't know if they just get the congressmen all in a private room and then scare the bejeez out of them. Would they better let the government have all this stuff? Because, you know, something's going to, you know, the house is going to fall on them or what. But the problem is that they are not fixing the root problem of cybersecurity. They're just saying, we need everything, and we'll tell you later.
Well, I'm good with that. You're comfortable with that, right?
The Democrats and then the rhinos that sort of create the supermajority.
Well, you're comfortable with that. Just give them everything. They'll decide what's important and what's not. You're okay with that, right? All your personal information. They can decide. You trust them, right?
Right, exactly. I trust them incredibly, especially after Hillary turned out to... She only lies when it's not important. They're innocent lies. I mean, well, what's the problem?
So, totally innocent.
Trust yet verify. Trust yet verify. And the problem is they're taking away the verify. Or you could sort of just, when you file your IRS return, you could just include every credit card statement, every check you've written. Just hand the whole thing over. Because, you know, it's the government. It's theirs to look at. I mean, the people really
understand
the problem with that.
All right. All sarcasm aside, which for you and I is nearly impossible, they already get our, I think it's this year, they get all of our routing information and checking account information right anyway. Don't they already get that on their tax return? And why would the government need your checking account number and your routing number if they didn't intend to pinch a little here and there for themselves? Why would they even need such information?
Well, that's the problem. Look, there's many well-intentioned people, but there are some people that aren't so well-intentioned inside the government. And that's the whole issue with this. And the reason they want that information is because they say, I think it just makes life easier. And the real reason is, and Mike Rogers actually talks about this a lot, which is everything's mixed up now. It's not like in the 50s, 60s, 70s where it was like a letter and you could see who was on the outside. All the data's mixed up, so they don't know what they don't know, and they're afraid something will sneak into the stew, so they need the whole stew.
You see, and I think it's a lot more straightforward.
One of the primary excuses for all of this. And
see, I disagree with you. I think the reason that they want the numbers, they won't tell you straightforward, but the reason they want the numbers is not because there's a stew of cyber nonsense. The fact of the matter is, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, at some point, they're going to decide, Mr. Gerber, you've got this 401k. Nobody needs that kind of money. Who do you think you are? Mr. Doherty, why in the world would you need this kind of money in a 401k? Listen, there's a lot of people out there that have struggled and worked their whole life, and they didn't get their fair share, and there's this inequality. And because they have the routing numbers and so forth, they'll just come through and sweep, just like the Greeks did. We'll take 40% of everything you have that's worth over $1 million, or whatever they determine the number is. Or we'll take 40% of everything you have over $500,000, or $250,000, or 50 cents if they so well decide. And the fact of the matter is, the masses, the masses that have never saved a nickel and squandered all their money on smartphones and liquor and weed or whatever they squander their money on, will be sitting there drooling and pounding their pitchforks saying, yes, that's our money. We'll take it. That's what I really think will happen.
And that is one of the problems with unchecked power, because eventually that's the stuff that happens, and that's the big problem. And, you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, people that go, oh, no, that's so extreme. And I used to think that, too, until the tree fell down on me. And now my whole career is educating people on how crazy this government is. Which becomes more and more believable to everybody by the day. So, no, you're right. There's several problems with this, and that is, you know, absolute power corrupts, and some loon eventually is going to come and screw this stuff up.
You know what the worst part is? You know, reading all the stuff that's going on and figuring all this out, is it not only do they want to, you know, look at everything we're doing, control what we're doing, and then torture us in some way, but then they just really want to put the boot to us and make us really suffer by taking away things like bacon. I'm sorry, you know, because we can't even enjoy that, because that's going to destroy the planet and give us cancer. See, so just a little bit of escapism you get from a piece of bacon, that's even illegal. These people just want to, they're horrible people, Michael. They just want to torture us at every turn.
They think they're wonderful, that they're saving the world and saving you from yourself. Mm. And any means to end are great, and you should really thank them, because they're so wonderful. And instead of believing in solutions to problems, they just want to stop everything. and the problem is, it's never enough. Never enough. You give them anything, and they still want more. It's a sickness.
That's right. One of our listeners says bacon raises the national health care burden. Steve, that's the problem. I'm thinking, you know, they're well deserving, well intentioned. Mm-hmm.
Well
deserving, well intentioned.
I remember. I can tell how many health recommendations that's gone on the past 3 years, where years go by and they go, oh, never mind.
And the biggest one of all, cholesterol. Oh, you know what? It's not an ingredient of concern at this point. And remember, don't smoke. It'll kill you, kids, unless it's weed, at which point it's encouraged and it's medicine. What? Excuse me? Anyhow, Michael, enjoy the weekend. Don't smoke too much.
Happy Halloween.
Of course. Michael Doherty, everybody, senior writer for Cyber Defense and so much more, regular contributor here on the program. And we just think he's terrific, because he's as twisted as the rest of us. It's Free for All Friday on the Steve Gerber Show.